live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed on this second day of August 2022, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and we are now more resistant than ever, and standing up and fighting back with everything we have. And tonight, sit in for Courageous Craig. We have Johnny on the board. Doing good, Johnny. Good to have you with us here tonight. And we have standing by out there that Missouri preacher, none other than Joe Larson.
Yes, that country pastor that's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and glad of it.
All right. And now we've got a lot to talk about tonight, Joe. I mean, a lot to talk about. And I was going to say something, but I didn't. That's why I was laughing. You know, last night when
we gone mad, huh?
Right. All righty. So tonight we got to get right into it. Do you by chance remember what the title of the message was?
Oh, yes. Witches, Warlocks, and Wizards. Oh, my.
Yep. And we're going to pick it up where we left off tonight.
I just never know where you get such wonderful words like that. Where do you find things like that?
Well, from the wiz, yeah. We got it. Well, actually, I got them right from God's Word, the Bible, right here. All of those things.
Actually.
Yep.
But and it so, also was in a movie, too, somewhere, I think.
Well, that was Lions and Tigers and Bears, I believe, if I remember.
Right.
Okay, and so here, we'll pick it up in 1 Samuel 15. And just read verse 23, 1 Samuel 15, 23.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
So now he's talking to Saul, because Saul didn't quite listen to what God had told him on a number of occasions. Saul messed up royally, and then trying to undo that, even though he was told, you know, you're not going to be king. God has made up his mind already. Now, he even tried to go raise up Samuel to try to, try to get him to change his mind, huh? Give him another chance, right?
Have you noticed, it seems like whenever anybody gets that kind of power, you and I have dealt with a lot of history, whenever somebody gets that kind of power, it becomes obsessive. They cling to it. They fight for it. They'll lie, cheat, steal, sell their soul to the devil. It's like it is so encompassing, it just totally takes control of them.
You're right. Now here, what we have today, when we talk about this today, and if I ask you, show me, because now what he's talking about, he's telling you that rebellion is like witch, it's the same as witchcraft, and it is such a serious, serious sin that the penalty was death. Penalty was death. Now today, we have this, we have some of those that are flat out like, well, we talked about it last night, Hillary Clinton. Is an admitted a witch. I mean, she's come right out and referred to herself, okay, as the witch of the West.
People that we know and trust, yeah.
Okay. And so here you have today, well, you have Jerry Nadler. When the Jerry Nadler has said, God has no voice in this Congress. When somebody was quoting, somebody was saying, petitioning, and saying, God has said, and Jerry Nadler says, no, God has no voice in this Congress. Do you think that's
because
rebellion,
Jerry
Joe?
Nadler's bigger, more powerful, and more knowledgeable than God, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, apparently Jerry thinks that, doesn't he?
The illusion. He has the illusion of power and knowledge, but he's just a tiny little speck, and God is laughing at him and his ignorance.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's what he says in Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing? And God will have
him. Yeah.
God will have him in derision. Jerry Nadler is absolutely in derision, is he not?
I mean, spiritually, morally, you know, just about every way you can think of.
When you try to tell God what he can and cannot do, that's being in derision. Okay.
Yeah, and so, I call it just being really, really stupid.
And what about if we were to say some examples, because people don't understand, the vast majority of people, like Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 talks about those that they hate knowledge, the simple-minded. It goes right over their head. What is happening, the reality of the times that we're living in and the reality of their existence, they're in a fog. They're clueless. And so if I was to say to you, Joe, what about AOC, AOC, and the squat, would you say that they're in rebellion?
Extremely in rebellion. In fact, as I read this verse again, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And we mentioned the other night that originally one of the things witchcraft was used to abort unwanted children back in these days in the Old Testament. And everything today, even the sodomites, the homosexual movement on their manifesto, the first plank says free and unfettered abortions. Now, what does a sodomite have need of an abortion?
Well,
there's absolutely no need, right?
That's Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, right. A sodomite has no need, but the idea, as long as
it's rebellion against God.
Yeah, it's rebellion against God, and he calls that right there. He says this rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft, because in a lot of ways it's tied together through that sin, the lust of the flesh, the murder of the innocent, the shedding of innocent blood. It's all tied in with witchcraft.
So if I was to say to you, Rachel Maddow, Joy Behart, Joyless Blowhart, or we talk about, they call it Joy Behart. What about Whoopi Cushion?
She's always angry. She's never happy. She's angry.
Whoopi Cushion Goldberg? And Maxine Waters, are these some really angry women? I mean,
They're vile, they're angry, they're unhappy, because they are in rebellion to God, and there's this void in all of us. God created a need in his creation that we need to for him to fill that void. And those people that have no faith, they have no indwelling of the Spirit, they are unhappy. They are always searching for something to fill the void, whether it's drugs, sex, gambling, alcohol, extreme sports, you name it, anything to try and fill a void that was made for one thing, the love of God.
I remember when Judge Jeanine DePauro, when she was on, she went on what do they call that?
The purview?
The view, yeah.
PU, yeah, the view, yeah.
We call and when she went on there, I'm with these unclean women, I mean unclean women, and so Judge Jeanine, she took old Whoopi on, I mean, and she hit Whoopi with the truth, and Whoopi couldn't handle the truth. I mean, she couldn't, and she jumps up on a set and starts cursing, using every vulgarity you can imagine.
The words that she was not allowed to use on television.
Right. And so, and she storms off in her anger. But you're right, they're angry. First of all, they hate God, but they can't touch God. They hate him, but they can't touch him. So they let that hate manifest towards men, mostly towards men. They hate men, okay?
Well, that's why the left always uses emotion. They can't debate They don't understand scripture. They don't understand law. They, you know, God, it's God, family, country. They don't understand God. They don't understand the family, the idea of the loyalty to being a patriot because of the absence of God. So everything within them is not right and never will be.
And you've got Maxine Waters. Every time I see her, I picture her hiding in a gasoline station and jumping out and screaming at people. That woman is filled with hate, isn't she?
Well, she's sure not out there handing out Bible tracts, check Bible tracts or anything, yeah. You know, resembling that.
So
I had to do that. I could just picture her. It just hit me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, she's telling, get in the face of conservatives.
Conservatives, yeah. Anybody, it's Christian conservative, yeah.
Yeah.
They hate us, they fear us, and they never can debate the issue. They always have to use emotion. They use emotion and anger and hate because they have no knowledge. The facts never back them up on their arguments. So they resort to this emotional blackmail, and everything to them is on appearances. Not reality, not truth, but appearance and what they desire things to be. And they keep painting a world that does not exist and will not exist.
And what is their mantra? What is the thing that they cling to as their fundamental right? And that's child killing. The sacrifice.
Oh, right.
The murdering of children, because that's the most innocent. And that's where the most wicked go to is the destruction of the most innocent. And
amen.
I was just heard Molly Smith, who was on before us. I just was hearing her talking to her guest, saying, "I can't understand how these women can be so wicked. How these women well, because today is what the Bible makes it very clear. The Lord Jesus spoke of the days of sorrows. The days of sorrows were
right
there.
Yeah. We are, though, definitely.
That's the day where it talks about of birth pains, the days just prior to the rapture of the church and the start of the tribulation period. Now, let's go over to Isaiah.
Seeing those birth pains.
Yeah, go over to Isaiah 19 and read verses 1 through 4.
The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts.
Well, here you go now. Isaiah is giving a warning. They're giving a warning to Judah not to align or have a confederacy with Egypt.
With Egypt, yeah.
And so now Egypt, because Egypt turned against and rebelled against the God of Israel, and God had taken his people after 400 years of captivity and bondage in Egypt, he took them out. And you would think that would be enough, you know, well, to
make you sick of Egypt, right? But
yeah,
they wanted to go back, didn't they? Oh, let's go back to what
well,
we
why?
Know that...
Why was it now here? Because Assyria, they knew that they were going to go to war, and that they didn't want to go to war with Assyria and be killed off. Assyria was pretty ruthless. They were ruthless people. Okay.
Yeah.
And so here,
and ruthless,
right? And so, in fact, you know, we talked about some of that last night. So now what happened here, they had the option. Now, God, if they were to turn and go back to God, then they wouldn't have had that problem if they had repented. Because
right.
Did God have a problem with handling the armies of Egypt or Assyria?
No. God said he would fight their battles for them, and every time they put their faith and trust in him, they won their battles.
So then,
it's amazing. When they went out on their own or they tried to make allegiances with other countries, it always failed. But when they put their faith and trust in God, they were victorious.
You'd think
that it would have sunk in.
Well, Joe, there was something there. You see, they wanted, and if they were to go back to God, first of all, that would be required repentance. Repentance would be required,
right.
And then they would
right. Which means
be required
to. Sins.
They would be turned away from their sin, and they liked their orgies. They liked their adultery.
Yeah.
They liked all of their. They liked wallowing in their sin. They didn't want to give that up. With Egypt, they could continue living that way and be ruthless. And with Egypt to go and to be in a confederacy with them against Syria, they could continue in their wickedness, and they didn't want to do that. So here now, they knew that.
Kind of like America today, when you think about it, we love our sin. And the parties and all the stuff you see on the television shows and the filth and the adultery and the crime, the garbage that's out there in books, television, movies. I mean, it just sounds like the same thing. They're wallowing in their sin. They love it, and they do not want to give it up. They're porn. They want to have more and more children, victims, younger and younger things to play with sexually. The evil just keeps growing, and I just see America today just like that.
Yeah, well, the woke corporations or your big major corporations like Visa, for example, are becoming involved in porn. And so here, now, what took place here in Egypt when God said, "All right, you want to join alliance with Egypt? Let me show you what I'm going to do with Egypt." And so he turned the leaders against each other. Egypt was in complete chaos. And so he said, "Now what are you going to do?" So what did they do? Well, here's what they did. "And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to idols and charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to wizards." So they started not only the Egyptians, but Judah, they went to wizards. Now, today, when you talk about wizard, Joe, a lot of people don't understand that. Wizardry was called pharmakia. Pharmakia,
yeah.
Okay? This is where we get the word pharmacy today. This is where big pharma comes from. Now, the wizards are still there, but today they're wearing three-piece suits, and they're called wart corporations. They're making tons of money, but they're still practicing the same wizardry. And what were they doing?
I was just going to say there was a huge story on tonight about how they've been lying about the medication or the cause of Alzheimer's, and they've been selling a medication for quite a while that the doctors knew would not work because what they claim caused Alzheimer's wasn't really the cause of it, but because of their pride and money and investments in the pharmakia and the drug, it just kind of snowballed and kept going. So billions of dollars were spent on a worthless drug. People were filled with hope for loved ones that this drug might work and make them better, live longer. It was all a big lie, and it's like what we're reading.
I know, Joe. And all of that time, you had frontline doctors out there. You had frontline doctors trying to warn people, saying, "Look,
right,
these things aren't working. These are drugs, just like what we've been doing." Going back to 2019, we were telling people in 2019, "Hey, this whole thing, these so-called vaccines, these are kill shots. They'll kill you."
Yeah.
These are not good.
It's not a vax. They call it an experimental vax. So it wasn't even a vaccine. It may be experimental, but folks, it is not a vaccine. It's they're playing around with the DNA in the body, and this is not a vaccine. It's not provable. And we from day one, don't go there, don't take it.
We had all of these virologists, all these medical people on here telling people, look, these are not vaccines. These are experimental, and they're bioweapons. They're bioweapons. Okay. And so,
and all those people, Pastor Ernie, had no, they weren't making money telling the truth. In fact, they were getting in trouble. They were losing money. But the ones that were telling the truth were not making money. The ones who were telling the big lies, they had patents, they had jobs, they were getting big money to what? Continue the narrative.
I would
see the truth. The truth teller getting nothing for it. The other guy making millions, telling you what you want to hear. But people didn't seem to want to catch on.
Yeah, well, there's big money. This is why NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they betrayed the people, and they're betraying the people today. If you look at just, and Fox News, if you watched the program starting at 5 o'clock, every commercial brought to you by Pfizer. This ad was brought to you by Pfizer. Brought to you by, well, the money was there. Okay, follow the big money. You know, you can justify betraying people as long as there's enough money, and that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly what they continue to do. People are dying, and yet they don't. And we've been telling people for years right now, more people die. You're going to have 500,000 people in the next year, 500,000 people in this country die just from these drugs, from the prescription drugs.
Yeah, prescriptions and over-the-counter.
And the also these illegal drugs being brought in by China.
Well, yeah.
Brendan, and so, you know, you're going to have 500,000 people die. Now, compare that with how many people are going to die from gunshot. Okay.
A few thousand, maybe.
Yeah, well, you see now, but why do all you hear about getting rid of the guns? They're not talking about getting rid of the illegal drugs, do they? Because Biden crime cartel... The Biden crime family is working hand-in-hand with the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican human smugglers. Would you say then to me that Mr. Fauci would be one of the chief wizards?
He is one of the chief wizards. In fact, he should be put on trial for murder. He was the one who wanted to explore the virus and gave our taxpayer money to people to go and mess with the virus and do things that they shouldn't be doing. And then he came out and promoted the kill shot. And I think the man should be on trial for murder.
Well, you're absolutely right. He should be. All right. We're going to take, and we're going to play a clip here. Now, remember what we talked about. Witchcraft is the same. Rebellion is the same as witchcraft. And we got two clips to play. And so, Jonathan, first, I believe we're going to play a clip by Tucker Carlson on what he's got, the sexualization of our children. And then there's another clip and what China did. And we talked about this years ago, turning the children, and of course, Hitler did this. Also, in Stalin, they all did, but turn their children, to get the children to betray their parents. And in China, they plan way, way in advance. And so, Johnny, go ahead and start with the Tucker cut.
I'm off the grid for August, and surprise, surprise, they're still coming for your kids.
This is now instructing teachers to educate children starting in kindergarten to experiment with non-binary pronouns, just to kind of destroy human civilization and throw it all into chaos and confusion. That's actually happening. By the way, why is a school talking to your kindergartners about sex? Shouldn't they be in prison for doing that? Yes, they should be. Chris Rufo has proved this is going on. He's obtained several documents from the district's equity department. He joins us tonight. Chris, thanks so much for coming on. Tell us what exactly is going on here, if you would.
So what's happening is that public school bureaucrats across the country, in this case in Los Angeles, have taken the principles of academic queer theory and then turned them into a K through 12 pedagogy. They're training kids as young as kindergarten to experiment with sexual identities such as trans, genderqueer, pansexual, gender fluid, two-spirit, all of these really crazy and synthetic constructions that we once thought were relegated to academia. They've now been mainlined into elementary school classrooms all over the school district in Los Angeles.
I'm really, and I mean this sincerely, I'm confused. If I find your kindergartner in the park and start talking to her about her sex life, you have a moral right to punch me out and call the cops. Why in the world are we allowing teachers to do the same thing?
Well, I think a large part of the reason is because of this illusion of authority. And so the two prominent domains where these ideas are being transmitted are education and the medical profession. And, you know, for better or worse, historically, these have been very trusted. So people listen to teachers, they listen to doctors. But I think this is starting to change because this is getting, frankly, out of control. And one thing that is really important to know that actually school districts like Los Angeles have adopted an explicit policy that teachers can facilitate your child's gender or sexual transition, and the default policy is that they keep it secret from parents. So they know that they're doing something that parents would object to. I have the documents that prove exactly what they're doing, and they're trying to keep it a secret.
I mean, up until recently, the rule was, you troll my minor children about their sex life, and you're going to get hurt. And I think that should be the rule still. I think this is that, it's that threatening. I appreciate all you've done to bring this to light. Chris Rufo, thank you.
And now we're going to go to what is called Just Informed Talk. And here, and I go ahead and play that clip and listen carefully to what he says.
You guys know why communists always go after kids and try to get them to turn on their parents? It's because they need them to basically overtake the future. Now, they don't care if they lose in the present, but they do care about the future. Let me tell you an example of how that's happening here in America. But before we do, I'm going to remind you that this is how Mao Zedong was able to take over China back in the 1950s. He basically riled up children and got them to turn on their parents. And it's a very long system of indoctrination that happens over a long period of time. He was able to fast track it because of the wars and the famines and all of the other plagues that were suffered by Chinese citizens at that time. In our country, it seems as though they're trying to accelerate that here now. The communists, especially the Chinese, are trying to get us to turn against our own families, our own parents, to go against God, to go against the Bible. And I'll give you a great example of that right here. Here's the story of Jackson Refit. He's the son who testified against his own father, who has now been sentenced to 7 years in prison after he was set up by his child following the January 6th protests. In this story, you can see they say Jackson Refit became a key witness for prosecutors because he reported his father's far-right political extremism to the FBI on Christmas Eve 2020. He then followed up with law enforcement, recorded the audio of family fights, and forwarded incriminating text messages from his father to the FBI after Guy Refit attended the rally for then-President Donald Trump. It says here that he confirmed text messages among his parents, his sisters, and himself discussing the Capitol riot, and he listened to audio clips of family bantering, and then, or that then turned into a discussion over guns being illegal to carry on federal property. Well, he did all this in open court, and his father's been sentenced. And just like Judas Iscariot, he's been rewarded. As you can see here, he has his own GoFundMe per his time on CNN, where you can actually see he's raised almost $200,000. And in his own words, he says, "I might be kicked out of my house due to my involvement in my dad's case." So let me ask you this question. Do you think that our country is headed the way of the communists? Because it seems as though they're winning. And what have they removed from our society that's made them able to win? And I think it has everything to do with God. Just go back to Exodus 20, chapter 12, and you can see for yourself. It says clearly, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Well, it doesn't sound like anybody in our country is following this, at least not the youth at large. And that's why we're losing to the communists, quite simply put.
All righty, we're back. Joe, some years ago, we had, there was this ACLU lawyer who had been after me for years because of the battle for the pro-life battle. And she just hated because I beat her every time. And we'd go to court, and I would use my King James Bible as my venue. I would defend myself when I could. Often we had lawyers for life there, too. But one day she was saying she's going to be speaking at the West Jogga Hospital, High School Library. And, of course, the library is on the other side of the school driveway there. It's a separate building from the school. But so I decided to go down there and listen to see what she was going to say to tell the seniors. And as I was there, I could hear her talking. And I stood just outside the door. I didn't want her to see me. But I taped what she was saying. And she was telling these high school kids that you have rights. First of all, you don't owe your parents anything. This is what she was telling them. You never asked them to bring you into this world, and they didn't have your permission to do it. Then she said, you have your privacy rights. Your room is your territory. And if your parents come in and they go through your drawers and search things, you have a right. You can sue them. And she's telling these children that they can. And, of course, remember all how for a while there you had the rash of these children trying to sue their parents for invasion of privacy and so on and so forth. And so this is what the ACLU was up to. This is pure communism, the Antichrist system. But it goes back to, again, rebellion is as witchcraft. And it's right out. It's in your face. Today, it's very, very...
Going back, I remember that quote from Hitler. I looked it up. 1933, November 6th, he gave a speech why he was controlling the schools. Quote, this is Adolf Hitler. When an opponent declares, I will not come over to your side, I calmly say, your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. It takes a village, remember?
Yeah.
This new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take the youth and give the youth its own education, its own upbringing. And we know, like you said, all the way back to Stalin, all the way back to Sparta, take the children away from the parents, train them to be loyal to the state. And that was the purpose of education almost throughout the history of the world. Take the children away from the parents, teach them to be obedient to the government.
I spent a week with Stanislav Lunov, who was one of, at that point, the highest ranking Soviet defector. And he was part of the GRU or the GUR, I'm trying to remember. But anyhow, it's their equivalent to our NSA.
Right.
And so what happened, he was telling me, was that that he was taken out of his home by the communists at the age of six. Many of them were. And they would go back, or they would only go back home one time a year for Christmas. They would be allowed to go back home once a year. And they grew up, the state raised them. So they had no loyalty to their families, only to the state. And he said in the end, the loyalty really wasn't even to the state, it was to themselves. And so that's exactly what, when Hillary says it takes a village to raise a family, this is what she's talking about.
Right.
Listen.
What it means is to control the culture, you must control the children. In fact, it's one of the first, who was it? I've got it right here. It was a lesbian author, and on the children, one second, I got my hand is not working. It was about the first fact of civilization is who controls the children controls the future. A very simple quote, but think about that. Whoever controls the children will control the future.
Well,
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, well, we realize that now. I want to switch and talk about what's happening here. You know, you've had all of this stuff about Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. China was going to shoot her plane out of the sky if they went over there. This won't, you hear all of this, but all of this, right. Joe, this, all of this was a Hollywood performance. This was all theater. It was all theater. And so why is she really there? Well, we know who makes all of the chips that we use in our cars and the technology.
Taiwan makes almost all of them for the world.
Taiwan makes the semiconductors.
Okay,
China makes the chips. But the problem of it is you need both. You got to have the semiconductors. Now, if China could control both, China could control the world, huh?
Pretty much. Because Just think, our televisions wouldn't work, or even some refrigerators need those different things, the automobiles, the computers, the mass media, everything, hospitals.
All right. Now, Joe, if you are owned and paid for by the Chinese government, if you were the Biden crime cartel, where they had gotten at one point $30 million at one time from China, if China owned you, like China said, as those high government officials in China had said that they own the top people in America. They come right out and said it. They own the top people in America, those in power, and we own them. Okay. And, of course, we know a number of those. Now, here, what would you do if you had some if you wanted to justify taking over, justify invading Taiwan? Would you set up some theater, some theatrics? Would you do something like to send Nancy Pelosi over there? Remember what they did, what happened there when they sent, what is her name? The one that laughs all the time? She's supposed to be the vice president. What's her name again?
Kamala Harris.
That's right. Yeah. It's not camel hair, then. It's Kamala's.
Kamala,
okay,
yeah.
So
it's something like that.
Yeah, okay, the laugher, the giggler, okay?
So, yeah.
Anyhow, so remember what happens when they send her to the Ukraine, and she goes to the Ukraine, and she says, you know, we're not going to, we can't let Russia, would you like to join the United Nations so that Russia does not invade? Now, if there was any way of goading Russia into the invasion, do you think that would be one of the best ways
promoting,
to do it?
Yeah, having them join the United Nations would be like really poking the bear with a sharp stick.
So if you wanted to get a war started there, okay, that's exactly what you
do.
So now if you want to have a good way to give China to be able to justify invading and taking over Taiwan, would you send Nancy Pelosi over there to do exactly what she's done?
Scaring them into realizing, well, I think if you look at history, every major invasion of China started from that island, didn't it?
Yeah, but you see, Joe,
that's
this
is why it's so important to them, because it's a strategic defense point. And they want control of that, because once they control that, they've got a buffer to their nation. And they also want the what's going on there with the economic factors, electronics that are made there.
So, Joe, if you're doing theatrics, if you're doing that, would you, if this thing, the whole thing is set up to give China the justification to doing that, If you were bought and paid for, like the Bidens are, by the Chinese, wouldn't that be the perfect way to do it?
That would sure be one way. It's another poke the bear with a stick. Only this isn't the bear, it's the dragon. You poke the dragon with a sharp stick and make the dragon mad. That's not a good thing.
And so here now, and just like what is happening, you notice something just recently, how what we've been telling people all along about the about them purposely weakening our military, how we're allowing Austin and Miley through the Biden regime to continually weaken our military. Now, if in fact you wanted to justify, if in fact what happens, because we've been telling people, and now it's very interesting, because even before we were telling people about this, you had others, and I was thinking the people we had on the program. What I'm doing is I'm taking a look back, trying to come up with some of those who that we had on the radio program. That was in one. Oh, I know. J.R. Nyquist. J.R. Nyquist has a blog. JRNyquist.blog. If you go to J.R. Nyquist, everything we've been telling people, he has up on his blog. And if you were to do this, if you were the Pentagon, would you allow people like us, like Alex Jones, like Stu Peters, like Tucker Carlson, like what Tucker and Stu was doing, saying, look, they're weakening our military to the when the time would come when China would threaten invasion, and would that not give Austin and Millie the perfect out to say, we're not strong enough, our military is not strong enough, we cannot win a war with China, we just need to surrender? Would that not give them...
Or capitulate, make some kind of capitulation. I don't think they'd surrender, but a capitulation that would put China in command and control. And, well, going along with that, what was it this last year? Biden gave the Taliban more than $1 billion. You know, you've heard that phrase, making the Taliban great again.
He gave them $85 billion in weapons. $85 billion in weapons.
And then we gave them another billion this year after we... And just think what the value of that airfield there at Bagram. I can't imagine how many billions they put into that airfield, one of the biggest, best in the world. And now the Chinese have it and are operating it. So... yeah, see, there you go, helping China again, and then turning around while nobody's looking, giving another billion to the terrorists, to the Taliban, who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. So he gave $1 billion to somebody that wasn't supposed to be there. Remember, Biden, way back, promised, you know, Al-Qaeda and all that wasn't going to be in Afghanistan?
Do you remember I remember him saying... We will not pull our military out until we have every single American out. Once we have every single American, guess what? Guess what happened? You know, when this whole, when they took out Al-Zawahiri, if they really took him out, because you can't believe, and he is of course the top Al-Qaeda leader supposedly, which Al-Qaeda is very prevalent. If in fact they really did take him out. How do you think that's going to vote for the Americans that Biden left behind? They left a lot of Americans still over there.
Yeah, that's going to make the, you know, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, everybody hate. But here's the quote. Biden said, let's put this thing in perspective. What interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al-Qaeda gone? We went to Afghanistan for the express purpose of getting rid of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we... did. Now, if he got rid of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, how come they killed the leader of Al-Qaeda there in Afghanistan if Al-Qaeda isn't there?
Well, again,
you know. Interesting thought. You can't kill the leader of an organization in a country where that organization doesn't exist and isn't there. But apparently they're there, and they thought it was safe enough for their leader to come and live there.
Joe, not only are they there, but they're here. Biden has been bringing, he's been bringing them in. He's been bringing in all of these terrorists.
Open borders.
Open borders. He's been inviting them in. They're here in our country waiting for the time, waiting for the right time to turn America into, to totally destroy America. And so here.
Or at least to create a great chaos. With
no, they want to destroy America. The great, remember, we're the great Satan to them. Now,
yeah.
If you want, but first of all, you have to totally destroy the economy. It's, Biden's been doing his best, but he hasn't been able. But now, with the help, when you get Joe Manchin now has turned. Remember what we told you? Remember what I said before? Joe does this a lot, and usually he, when he gets what he wants, then he'll sell us, and he did. Joe sold us, and he sold West Virginia, too. But he joined with Bernie Sanders and AOC and Chuckie Schumer, all of them, to sell out America. Now,
well, remember we did the other night. I gave a list of all the there's a gas pipeline and all kinds of things that are going to happen for West Virginia, and so he got a good price for his vote. He was paid very, very well. There was what. Millions and millions of dollars going to go through the state coffers.
$500 billion, $500 billion inflationary, what they call for the Inflationary Reduction Act. It's exactly the opposite. It's exactly what the, you know. Now think about that. So far, they have already spent over $500 billion for windmill and solar. And, you know, if you combine windmill and solar, Joe, do you know what percentage of our energy we get from windmill and solar?
It's less than 5%, I think.
No, it's 6%.
Six, okay. I read somewhere it was actually less than 5%. But so I just remember, too, though, that as they're doing this, as they're slashing our energy and... there's an article out that had gotten almost no publicity, and that's like with the solar panels. All of a sudden, when they wear out anywhere from 10 to so many years, they are hazardous, and they haven't figured out how to handle all the used solar panels. If you break them up, you release a chemical that's very dangerous. And yet these things have all this glass, and so they're creating a whole problem, and they've kept a lid on it. Nobody knows, but all of a sudden when your solar panels wear out, the dump doesn't want them. They're listed as hazardous materials, and they still haven't figured out how to get rid of them.
Well,
so got a huge problem coming because most of the solar panels that were put in place here in 2005, 10 are all failing and have to be replaced.
Yeah, not a problem. They'll grind them up and make a vaccine out of them. Okay, here you go.
Yeah, just release some poison, you know, gas into the air, and yeah, you know, there's no pollution. Yeah, that's worse than global warming.
All righty, we've got a number of things we want to hit real fast, and I wanted to do this. I wanted to because of what's taking place. We mentioned this yesterday, but dirty cop FBI agent. Thibault posted Lincoln Project anti-Trump tweets, covered up Hunter's laptop, and was the FBI spokesman for election integrity. You know, they must really got a laugh out of this. This dirty cop, FBI assistant special agent. By the way, this is an article again by Joe Hoft. Okay. Timothy Thibault, outed by Senator Grassley. Grassley really went after him this week. As the one who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop while posting anti-Trump Lincoln Project garbage, also was the FBI spokesman for the 2020 Election Integrity Program. You talk about unbelievable, Joe. And here on Monday, Senator Grassley released a letter that he sent to the institutionally corrupted, to the very core FBI, the gangsters who took... the over FBI during the Obama regime, turning into a far-left criminal enterprise.
Right.
And remember how the FBI used to, And they don't even try to get any credibility back. Remember, they used to fight communism. Today they become what they used to fight.
Right. And you notice every one of these bills, if you take a look at the way they word the title of the bill, it's always the opposite of how they word it.
Oh, absolutely.
Always the opposite. That's so whatever they tell you, you know, this is going to be good for the economy, it's going to be bad for the economy. You know, if this is going to save the planet, no, this is going to harm the planet. It's just like everything they do, it's the opposite. They always tell you the opposite thing that they're getting ready to do. And they're so
well, that comes right out of Karl Marx's playbook. And where did Karl Marx get it? He got it from the devil himself. He was a hardcore practicing Satanist. It's spreading. Cass and Alcona County, GOP in Michigan, vote to rescind 2020 presidential election. Joining Texas, GOP, Maricopa County, Arizona, GOP, Montana, GOP, Wisconsin counties, all of them voting to rescind it now. Cass County, Alcona, and Michigan voted this week to reject and rescind the 2020 presidential election. The two Michigan counties joined in again with Texas GOP, the Maricopa County GOP, Arizona GOP, Montana GOP, and several Wisconsin counties in recognizing the 2020 presidential election as fraudulent and stolen. Well, it's finally, it's about time. You know, it's a little bit late, isn't it? But it's what we've been telling people from the beginning.
Well, here's another one that's a little bit late. Harvard University did a study. Harvard researchers were surprised to find out that most, if not all, the January 6th protesters were motivated by loyalty to President Trump, were not attempting to carry out an insurrection, as the mainstream media have uniformly portrayed the event at the U.S. Capitol. The study was based on court documents from 417 of the more than 800 defendants prosecuted for the riot, said the Harvard Crimson newspaper. And it was this report was placed on Just the News up there. And all the folks that they expected to see all this QAnon and everything, and nope. I didn't expect the result to be this stark, said one of the people behind the Harvard study. It hasn't been peer-reviewed yet, so it's been released only as a working paper, but they were amazed they didn't find the insurrection that they were looking for.
All right, we're coming up. We're coming up to a break, and we come back from the break. The best spot of the year, I do believe, Steve Bannon praises Christina Caramo on her powerful new Soros Benson campaign ad. Be back right after this. Don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.